So you just hit the button. Is that what you just did, Jer? We're good to go. Now recording.
Casey, would you mind grabbing that blind right there? The sun's reflecting off the window. Thank you.
I think we're ready to go. Good evening. Welcome everybody to our study session before our regular board meeting at 6 o'clock. I'm not sure I can tell. Is everybody here? How do I find that out?
Board member.
Board members, say here so we know your name. Nancy, help me out here. At least you could say you're here.
Oh, I'm here.
I'm here.
Susan was up there.
We got Sane here. We got Rich here.
So I call him Board Member Doug? Wilson.
Yeah.
Board Member Wilson, can you hear us? Board Member Jeremy. Board Member Doug.
We got Sane here. We got Rich here. Board Member Wilson.
I'm not sure everybody's. Can you hear us, please? Thumbs up.
Yep. This is Jeremy. Thank you.
Jeremy, you're here. Joyce, did I hear you? Susan, I can see you. Who's able to hear us? Please respond. I can see. Is that Adam?
I can hear.
Adam Aspen. JM, Jeremy.
I can hear you.
Okay. As board members, no disrespect to anybody. I want to make sure board members can hear us.
I can hear you.
Thank you, Doug.
I can hear.
Okay, great. All right, then let's get. I'm assuming you can hear. If you can't, then please make some kind of a gesture, a thumbs down, or grab your throat or something. Let us know that you
can hear.
Okay. So looking at our agenda.
I can hear you, Don.
Wonderful. Thanks, Susan. So looking at our agenda for tonight, there's just a couple of things quickly we want to go down to our. I'll just start with our consent calendar. There were a lot of things that were moved up to that. Did anybody have any specific questions regarding the land trust plans, the RFP for the combi oven, fresh fruits and vegetable, asbestos removal, intercom system? Any of those items in the consent calendar, any board member has a question that we can address at this time? I had one, Ken, can you hear, regarding the asbestos removal?
Yeah, go ahead.
So that was to start, I think, the end of June. If I remember right, I'm still not able to pull details up on my iPad. So wasn't it to start the end of June?
No, was it? It wanted to be finished for the end of June for the demolition, so they wanted to do it earlier in June, is what I took.
So what's the timetable on the asbestos?
During the month of June, expected to be completed the end of June. Okay.
There you go.
Correct.
Ready for the demolition. Yeah.
So my thought is there any way to potentially move that up a few weeks since we're not in school?
Steve, do you want to let them know what our conversations have been with the asbestos company so far?
Yeah, so we've checked. So far, we haven't been able to move anything yet because they already have pre-scheduled jobs that they're doing. We haven't been able to move anything up so far.
You're still working with them potentially for that?
The other problem is Gramercy Elementary, we're still getting that ready for the T.O. Smith to be moved over. And also we still have school going on as far as there's just not kids there, but there's teachers in and out of the building. And trying to move them any earlier, I think, is going to be a big disruption on top of everything else that's going on right now. So as far as everything, we felt that stick to the schedule. We are going to try to move portables a little bit earlier. So we are going to try and get that accomplished. So.
Okay. I'm not sure. Well, any comments anybody has with regards to any other items listed on the same calendar?
Don, I just had a quick question.
Okay.
Asbestos removal. I'm just curious. Go to the land dump.
You broke up on us. I'm not sure.
Does it go to the land dump?
Where does asbestos go? Steve can answer that. Steve, where does the asbestos go? Does it go to the?
Yeah. It goes to a designated facility that accepts that type of waste. So. Yeah, it's all bagged up and properly disposed of.
Okay. Did that answer your question, Susan? Did you hear that, Susan? Did that answer your question? I sure hope this virtual stuff ends pretty darn quick. Okay. Any other questions then?
A no.
I'll take that as a no. Superintendent, do you want to say anything regarding administrative appointments, or do you want to share that just when the time comes?
When the time comes, we'll announce that and invite those new appointments to say a few words to the board following that appointment as I introduce them.
All right, so then if we look down, committee reports just quickly. Joyce, how long do you think you'll take regarding policy and law?
Oh, 3 minutes.
We had mentioned the other day about item increasing student achievement 10C. That was going to be a big part of your discussion. Is that correct?
Not mine. Is that Jennifer's?
No, that's the...
That's the board policy revisions, the first reading. I thought those were things that we talked about under what your committee had mentioned.
We did talk about electronic meetings.
Electronic meetings, the junior high activities.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I thought you mentioned something else.
Nope. So that will be a big chunk of what you'll say during your discussion.
Yes.
Okay. So three to 5 minutes, depending on questions, that'll be great.
Right.
Jennifer, as far as student achievement, things that you'd like, what are you planning on bringing up that we could prepare for?
We just talked about the ALA and the PEP program, and what was the last thing? I don't know. I'll have to look at my notes. Mine won't take very long.
Okay, thank you. All right, Doug. Budget and finance. Have we met?
I'm just here to watch the proceedings, so nada.
We haven't met. Okay. All right. That'll be fine. I understand, Paula, no one has signed up for public participation. Take that as a no.
Hey, yeah. Don, this is Ken.
Yes.
Hey, just so tying into budget and finance and facilities, just to let you guys know, we did have the bid openings for Polk on Tuesday, and I could share some preliminary stuff with you now if you would like. Originally, we were planning on having it approved at the May 14th board meeting, but we'd like to move it up to April 30th, if we could, to get moving on that a little faster.
It'd be all right. What would you share what you're finding out or have found?
You bet. Yep. So we had four contractors submit bids. We had five that were pre-approved. One withdrew from bidding a couple of hours before the bid was due. We had two the two lowest bids came in about 100,000 within 100,000 of each other. And then the last two also came in within 100,000 of each other, but there was about a $6 million spread between two and three. So Hughes General Contractors came in with the lowest base bid at $25.8 million, and then Bud Mahas came in at $25.95 million with R&O Construction and Wadman Corporation both coming in at $31 million. We did have an alternate with that, and so we will, it's for solar panels, and so we'll be bringing that to you on the April 30th board meeting along with an overall budget for the Polk project. But very good news on the bid numbers.
Great. Any questions for board members with Ken's
information? No, not a, this is Joyce, not a question, but April 30 is a work session, so we'll just have to make it a regular meeting also.
Okay.
Create an action item.
Thank you. Any other comments? Okay, item 10A under increasing student achievement will be information item, our annual TSSA success plans, goal and action. So we will we'll have that dialogue at that point in time. Is there anything, JM, you want to prep us for or just save everything for that point in time?
No, I can just save it for that point in time, and it should only take around 10 minutes with questions.
The last item we have there, 10, well, no, not the last, but the 10B, an action item awarding the RFP, Oracle Developer Services. That may be something that we could potentially move up to our consent calendar if we can get all of our questions answered in the next few minutes. Casey, do you want to share items with regards to that?
What that is just choosing three companies to provide computer programming services to help facilitate the advancement of the Ovation platform as it relates to programs and helping data become available to schools and administrators. Are there any questions I can answer?
Did you hear that? Casey's wondering if there are any questions from board members with regards to this action item 10B.
I felt like the synopsis was pretty thorough.
Thank you. Any other comments? Will everybody be okay if we're going to move that item up to our consent calendar during our regular session?
I'm fine with it.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
That'd be fine.
Boy, that's everything I can see.
We can just thank those that are helping with this technology and making that possible. Cameron Chug, thank you so much for setting us up and making sure that we can still broadcast and remain safe under these circumstances. Casey, for your support, and Jer, for your support as well. Thank you.
So is Cameron your given name, or is that now something you changed with your job? Cameron, is that... Okay, thanks. It's hard to be funny when you're staring at people on a screen. Anything else regarding our study session that board members or anyone else would like to bring up? If not, we may cut you loose for a few minutes then. Zane, you got any?
I'll save it.
Okay, thanks. All right. Okay.
We're adjourned for 15 minutes.
We're adjourned for 13 minutes. We'll come back on at 6:58.